You have heard me speak many times of the Imago Dei, which is Latin for the image of God. And it means that we are all created in the image of God, from the book of Genesis. And God created humankind in God's image, male and female. And that in turn, we are the stewards of God's creation, the caretakers of one another, the planet we live on, and of ourselves. Genesis also tells us that human nature, because of being created in the image of God, has some pretty unique qualities and responsibilities, to be sure. We are created with the inborn awareness that we are all connected to the beauty of nature which surrounds us, to all living things, from the creatures that fly to those that swim, from the grass beneath our feet to the trees that tower above us. We are connected to God in what we say and what we do and what we are. And that above all else, we are to remember that we come from a place of love. We come from a place of love. How many of you have heard the story of the three-year-old and the newborn? Has anybody heard the story of the three-year-old and the newborn? The story goes that there was a three-year-old toddler who was the firstborn and the only child in her family, so that when her mother became pregnant again, she was very excited about having a new little brother or sister joining the family. And shortly after her mother brought the new baby home, our three-year-old asks if she could talk to him alone in the nursery with the door closed. Now, the parents wondered why their toddler needed to talk to the baby and have the door shut. But they had a little baby monitor in the baby's room, so they thought, okay, she wants to go into the nursery, she wants to talk to the baby all by herself with the door closed. Let's see what she says. So they let her walk down the hall to the baby's room, and they could hear the door open and close on the monitor. They hear her tiny little feet walk across the floor to the side of the crib. And then our little girl says the most amazing thing. Tell me about God, I've almost forgotten. Tell me about God, I've almost forgotten. Babies are such a tender thing, aren't they? Full of promise and hope, like a gift from heaven, fresh from the sight of God. And nothing compares to holding a baby in your arms. I remember when I held my niece Megan in my arms for the very first time on the day of her birth. How tiny she was and how warm. How she held on to my finger so tightly and seemed to want to burrow right into my arms. As I held her, I didn't have any words to describe that moment. I was overwhelmed with joy for this tiny baby girl, and I'll never forget the tears of thankfulness and love that fell onto the soft skin of her face, the image of God right there in my arms. To this day, whenever I am blessed to baptize another into a life of faith in Jesus, I feel God's loving arms surround us and hold us close. The song of Zechariah, the canticle that we said this morning, those words were spoken by Zechariah as he held his son for the very first time. As he is holding him in his arms, he speaks words of thankfulness. Can't you just imagine him, this new old father, because he is an old man and his wife is an old woman, and they had come to accept that they would never have children of their own. And yet there they are, Zechariah standing beside her, holding his newborn son to his chest. Can you imagine that moment for him? I can imagine that he shed tears of thankfulness and love that fell upon the cheeks of his son. But we don't have to imagine what he said, for we read them in our gospel reading today, which is from the first chapter of Luke's gospel. He begins by praising God. Praise God, for God has come to save us. God is kind and keeps God's promises. God has come to rescue us from those who would hurt us. If we live our lives serving God by being holy and good, if we remember we are created in the very image of God, we needn't worry about anything or anyone. We needn't worry about our ending, for we will remember our beginning. And then, there is Zechariah, holding the baby even closer, speaking through the power of the Spirit, whispering words of prophecy to his newborn son. When you grow up, you will go ahead of the Lord, and you'll get everything ready for him. You, my son, will tell God's people they don't have to worry about their endings, because God has set them free from the wrongs they have done by sending them a new beginning. You will tell them that God's love and kindness for them will shine upon us all like the noonday sun. You, my son, will tell those that live in darkness and the fear of death they needn't worry anymore, because a new light will come to shine in their hearts to guide them to a new life of peace. What an amazing moment that we can share because of this canticle. Now, I have to tell you that I recently saw a photo on Facebook of a man standing on a street corner holding a big cardboard sign. And the words that are printed on the sign are, "The beginning is near." The beginning was near for Zechariah's son, too, because that newborn baby boy that he is holding in his arms, he will come to be called John. And when he grows up, he will live in the wilderness of the desert in the valley of the River Jordan. And he will wear animal hide and eat wild honey and locusts. And he will be called John the Baptist. And true to his father's words of prophecy, he will stand in the desert of life shouting, "It's time. The beginning is near. Turn back to a life with God. Come and be reborn in the waters of life. Live knowing you are forgiven. Make a way for the Lord who is to come into the world." So what will we do in these weeks leading up to the birth of another little baby boy? How will we make a way for him? Well, we can take our cue from another prophet. In the words of Isaiah, who prophesied about the life of this only son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, "Get ready. Get ready by taking time to work on the road of your life's journey. If you find your road is going every which way, and you keep getting lost in the untruths of this world, come home. Because the road of faith leads straight to the healing and wholeness of God. Get ready by smoothing out the rough patches of envy or judgment in your life and walk with God. Learn how to pave life with the works of joy and kindness. If you've lost your way from love, get ready for God's grace to enter into this time of Advent, and your hills and valleys may be made level again. For when you do redeeming labor, everyone will see the saving power. Everyone will see the image of God reflected in you." So how about it? Are you ready to lay down whatever burdens you may be carrying this season so that your arms may be open to receive a gift of love? Are you ready to lay down those burdens? Are your arms ready to hold a little baby boy close to your chest who has come from heaven to set you free? I pray it will be so, and may all God's people say,
amen.